That school bell tells us it is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. And you are now attending class session 590 of this school. And we're studying in this school at this time lessons or at least the history of Israel in the Old Testament. Really the history that's recorded in the Old Testament. And we're going to turn to that history in just a moment. But first, since this is a Monday morning, we're going to have our special feature. And on our special features, we read from the Rock Cliff Review. This is the bulletin that is passed out to those who attend services on Sunday morning at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. And in that bulletin, we have our family announcements, family talking about the spiritual family that meets there, and news and events that are there. But also, in every bulletin, I try to include an article that usually has to do with a sermon that I'm going to preach that morning. And on this particular morning, if you had been at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff and received the bulletin, you would have seen an article titled, Learning from a Limited Commission. Now, we read about this limited commission in Matthew and Mark and Luke, but we're going to primarily take this from Mark. And this is what the article says that you would have read. In Mark 3:13-19, Jesus chose 12 to be with him so he might send them forth to preach. And having been with Jesus, he began to send them forth, Mark 6:7. This was a limited commission. It was limited to the villages of the Jews of Galilee. Matthew tells us that they were to go not into the way of the Gentiles, nor into any of the city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Matthew 10:5-6. He sent them forth by two and two. Mark 6:7-12. For thereby they could encourage and look out for one another. You may want to consult Ecclesiastes 4:9-12 about the value of having two rather than one. Besides, there's an old principle from the law that says at the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word should be established. Deuteronomy 19:15, Matthew 18:16. 2 Corinthians 13:1 and 1 Timothy 5:16 repeat that old rule. He gave them the power to perform miracles, according to Matthew 10:8. Mark specifically mentions their power over unclean spirits, Mark 6:7. This power would confirm that they were sent of God. Mark 6:13 says, they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil, and any that were sick, and healed them. Of interest here is to the anointing with oil. It is mentioned only here and in James 5:14-15. In both cases, the oil accompanied the healing. But in neither case is the healing attributed to the oil. There have been various ideas suggested for this use of oil. It is said by some that oil was commonly used to soothe and refresh those who were being healed. Perhaps the practice was common enough that neither Mark nor James saw the need for further explanation. They were not to go to extensive material preparation. They were not to be gone long, and they would learn to trust the Lord for local hospitality. Jesus taught the laborer is worthy of his hire, Luke 10:7. Paul wrote that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel, 1 Corinthians 9:14. Is there a contradiction? Mark reads, take nothing save a staff only. Be shod with sandals, Mark 6:8. Matthew reads, provide neither shoes nor staves, Matthew 10:10. Luke reads, take nothing for your journey, neither staves, Luke 9:3. Well, Greek words, like English words, are flexible. Mark's word for take can mean either take or provide. They were to take what they already had. They were not to provide for themselves something else. To whom much is given, much is expected, we read in Luke chapter 12 and verse 48, and these villages would be given much. Like Sodom and Gomorrah, these villages would have opportunity to repent when they heard the preaching of the 12 and the witness of their confirming signs, Mark 6 and verse 12. Therefore Jesus said, "Whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when you depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city," Mark 6 and verse 11. The story of how Herod had imprisoned and beheaded John, Mark 6, 14 through 29, tells us that these 12 were to go forth preaching into a climate of growing hostility. Nevertheless, Mark 6, 30 says, "The apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught." The word apostle means one sent. And having been sent, the 12 begin to be called apostles. That Jesus began to send them forth, Mark 6 and verse 7, anticipates the great commission of Mark 16:15. "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Like a deacon, these men needed to first be proved, 2 Timothy 3:10, and those who were faithful in few things could be trusted with many things, Matthew 25:21 and 23. In giving the Great Commission, Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned," Mark 16:16. We are now entrusted with the commission to preach to all the world the gospel of salvation through faith, repentance, and baptism. Well, that was the article in the bulletin, and that was the gist of that sermon this morning, on that particular morning. And I read from the Rockcliffe Review, "Because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliffe, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school." Now, having completed our special feature, I return to the regular lessons that we're studying in the Warren County Radio Bible School. And in studying the history of the Old Testament, we have come to the rise of the Assyrians and of how they threatened Jerusalem, and Isaiah's role in comforting King Hezekiah, and then the downfall of Sennacherib as he had tried to take Jerusalem and was unsuccessful in doing so. Now, we read about this in at least three places in the Old Testament, one from 2 Kings and then in 2 Chronicles. But I'm reading this story from the book of Isaiah. And now we are come to our reading, Isaiah chapter 37. And I'm going to read verses 21 to the end of the chapter. So if you have your Bible, you may want to follow along with me. Isaiah chapter 31 and verse 21. What has happened here now is Hezekiah had received words of threats from Sennacherib and had taken them before the Lord and had then commented or sent them the message over to Isaiah. And Isaiah comes to King Hezekiah. So Isaiah chapter 37 and verse 21. "Then Isaiah the son of Amoz sent unto Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith Jehovah the God of Israel, Whereas thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, this is the word which Jehovah hath spoken concerning him. The virgin daughter of Zion hath despised thee and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head at thee, Whom hast thou defiled and blasphemed, and against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high? Even against the Holy One of Israel. By thy servants hast thou defied the Lord, and have said, with the multitude of my chariots I am come up to the height of the mountains, and to the innermost parts of Lebanon, and I will cut down the tall cedars thereof, and the choice fir trees thereof, and I will enter into the farthest heights of the forest of its fruitful field. I have digged and drunk water, and with the sole of my feet will I dry up the rivers of Egypt. Isaiah 37 and verse 26. Hast thou not heard how I have done it long ago, and formed of it ancient times? Now have I brought it to pass, that it should be thine to lay waste fortified cities and the ruinous heaps. Therefore their inhabitants were a small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetops, and as the field of grain before it is grown up. But I know thy sitting down, and thy going out, and thy coming in, and thy raging against me, because of thy raging against me, and because of thy arrogancy is come up to mine ears. Therefore will I put my hook in thy nose, and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way which thou camest. Isaiah 37 and verse 30. And this shall be the sign unto thee. Ye shall eat this year that which groweth of itself, and in the second year that which springeth up of the same. And in the third year sow ye and reap and plant vineyards and eat the fruit thereof. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and out of Mount Zion they that shall escape. The zeal of Jehovah of hosts will perform this. Isaiah 37:33. Therefore thus saith Jehovah concerning the king of Assyria. He shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there. Neither shall he come before it with shield, nor cast up a mound against it. By the way that he came, the same way shall he return. He shall not come into this city, saith Jehovah, for I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. Isaiah 37 and verse 36. And the angel of Jehovah went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when the men arose early in the morning, behold, these were all dead bodies. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned to dwell at Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch his god, that Adramamelech and Sharezer his son smote him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Ararat. And Esarhaddon his son reigned in his stead. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Psalm 49 and verse 46 and verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. And the 46th Psalm is also the devotional reading. I'll read that now. It has this inscription: For the chief musician, a psalm of the sons of Korah sent to Almoth, a song. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth do change, and though the mountains be shaken into the heart of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains tremble with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the strings thereof make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God will help her, and that right early. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. Jehovah of hosts is with us. We'll finish this in our next class.